Son, and the Holy Spirit. Before I begin my message this morning, thank Baruch for helping me. You know, when Peter isn't here to help me, then I've got to think of everything. So, as I was thinking, I thought, you know, it might be good to review just what's happening with the movements around the altar and when we go in and out through the doors. And I just want to review that with you, that there's a basic movement in the worship of the Orthodox Church. And the first part of our service, the first part of our divine liturgy, focuses on the Word of God, the Bible. So you'll notice that the priest takes the gospel book and he goes around the altar and he comes out here and Baruch leads him with the candle, the light, representing the Spirit which enlightens us as we hear the Word. So the first part of the service is dedicated to honoring and hearing the Word of God through the written Word, the Gospel. And that's why we have the procession. We call that the little entrance, where we enter with the Bible. And then you notice that there's sensing, that I sense around the altar. I'm sensing the Bible. I'm sensing the Gospel book. That's the focus. It's the focus of our mind, the focus of our eyes and our worship. It's the focus of our sensing. And then, you know, the prayers also lead up to that. And then I will be preaching. I'll have a short homily in which we try to apply that word, the written word, the Gospel. And after this, we're going to go back in, and then the whole service focuses on the Word of God, not written in the Bible, but the Word of God as it comes to us in the Eucharist. Jesus said, "This is my body, and this is my blood." And so we'll have what we call the great entrance, and there again, Baruch will come out with a candle, and I'll be carrying the gifts, the body of Christ. Is ready to be dedicated. And then the sensing and all that's dedicated to that. And the prayers. The second part then of the worship is the main part. It's like we're leading up to it. Christ speaks to us in his word and he gives himself to us in the elements of the bread and the wine as his body and blood. Have a reason for everything we're doing in our worship. There's a purpose in it. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters in Christ, we read our gospel lesson this morning from John's gospel in the 9th chapter, and it is a gospel in which Jesus gives light to someone who has been living in darkness. And this man literally was blind and he never saw the light of day. And Jesus opened his eyes and gave him sight and he could see. I'd like you to notice with me two things. First, that in the opening of blind eyes, there is what we could call the priority of grace. The priority of grace. And then secondly, I want us to notice our response to that grace is the obedience of faith. The priority of grace. Jesus is passing by, and the blind man can't see him. But Jesus sees the blind man. That's the important thing. Jesus sees the blind man. It's the priority of grace. This whole account is about seeing. It's about sight. And the first one to see is Jesus. It's not the blind man. He's blind. He can't see. And grace is to be seen by Jesus. It's the priority of grace. This theme is repeated often in the Gospels, and especially in John's Gospel. Remember, Jesus said to Nathanael, "When you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Remember, Nathanael's response to that was, "Truly, you are the Son of God, the King of Israel." Why would Nathanael have been so impressed with that? Was it just because Jesus said, "Well, I know you were under the fig tree"? It's more likely that Nathanael had an experience when he was under that fig tree. He knew that he was seen in the depths of his being. He was known by someone. And Jesus said, "I'm the one who saw you under the fig tree." Wow. I saw you. The priority of grace. 2 weeks ago, the paralytic was lying beside the pool in Bethesda. And we read, the story there begins with Jesus saw him. And this being seen by Jesus is the beginning of our transformation. Jesus goes into Bethany to the tomb of Lazarus. And it says, Jesus saw Martha weeping. Jesus sees us in our need, and he has compassion on us. When you're weeping, when you cannot begin to understand what is happening in life, know that Jesus sees you like he saw Martha. To be seen by God is the beginning of grace. St. Paul recounts his own life by referring back to Jeremiah, and he quotes Jeremiah the prophet and says, "Thou hast seen me when I was being formed in my mother's womb, and thou hast known me." The priority of grace, the priority of God's love, in the epistle of John, the same author, John, he writes, "And this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the expiation of our sins." We can go all the way back to the beginning of the Bible in Genesis chapter 1. After God had come to the end of creation, it says, God saw everything he made, and it was very good. Then by the time we get to chapter 3, what happens? Children, can you help me with this? God creates the world. Everything is good. It's paradise. And then, what happened? The serpent came. Remember? The devil came. And he tempted Adam and Eve. He tempted Eve. He said, "Oh, did God tell you not to eat this fruit of the garden?" He just doesn't want you to know certain things. Go ahead. It's not going to hurt any. Well, anyway, she took the fruit. She ate it. And then she gave it to her husband. And, "Oh, I think I'll eat it too." They sinned. They fell in sin. And we read that, you know, God was always coming in the garden. He'd come and fellowship with Adam and Eve. Well, they were so ashamed. They did not want to be seen by God. And so they hid. And then after that, we read some of those beautiful words in Scripture. But God. They hid. They didn't want to be seen by God. But God came to them and he saw them. And when he saw them, he didn't do what they were afraid of. They thought God was just going to whip them up and say, "You, what done, this is it, you're out, you're done, I don't, I'm going to annihilate you, I'm going to kill you, this is it. Didn't you listen to me? No. But God covered them in their shame. And it was the beginning of grace where God came. He saw them and he had compassion on them. That's what happens when God sees us. Whether it is because of our sin or because of the infirmities of our flesh or whatever it is, when God sees us, we experience his grace. He comes in love to heal us and to make things right, not to destroy us. Notice, secondly, the obedience of faith. Jesus didn't just say, oh, you know, you want to have your sight back. Here you are. Here's your sight. He could have, and sometimes he did, merely by speaking a word. He brought